Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Three Men in a Boat, to Say Nothing of the Dog, by Jerome K. Jerome, narrated by John Rayner. This performance is copyrighted 1989 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Jerome Klapka Jerome, an Englishman born in 1859, started out his working life as a railway clerk at the age of 14. He later became a schoolmaster, then tried his luck as an actor, and ultimately took to writing. He had finally found a career. For most of his life, he was a journalist. He created a successful illustrated monthly humor magazine called The Idler, and a weekly current events paper called Today. But he is by far most remembered for this novel, Three Men in a Boat, to Say Nothing of the Dog, published in 1889 when Jerome was 30 years old. Let us allow the author himself to introduce his book.
The world has been very kind to this book. The sales of the English editions, in their various forms, have exceeded 1.5 million. In Chicago, I was assured many years ago, by an enterprising pirate now retired, that the sales throughout the United States had exceeded 1 million. And although, in consequence of its having been published before the Copyright Convention, this has brought me no material advantage, the fame and popularity it has won for me among the American public is an asset not to be despised. It has been translated into, I think, every European language, also into some of those of Asia. It has brought me many thousands of letters from young folk, from old folk, from well folk, from sick folk, from merry folk, from sad folk. They've come to me from all parts of the world, from men and women of all countries. Had these letters been the only result, I should feel glad that I'd written the book. I retain a few blackened pages of one copy sent me by a young colonial officer from South Africa. They were taken from the knapsack of a dead comrade found on Spion Kop. So much for testimonials. It remains only to explain the merits justifying such an extraordinary success. I'm quite unable to do so. I have written books that have appeared to me more clever, books that have appeared to me more humorous. But it is as the author of Three Men in a Boat, to Say Nothing of the Dog, that the public persists in remembering me. Certain critics used to suggest that it was the vulgarity of the book, its entire absence of humour, that accounted for its success with the people. But one feels by this time that such a suggestion does not solve the riddle. Bad art may succeed for a time and with a limited public. It does not go on extending its circle throughout nearly half a century. I've come to the conclusion that, be the explanation what it may, I can take credit to myself for having written this book. That is, if I did write it, for really I hardly remember doing so. I remember only feeling very young and absurdly pleased with myself for reasons that concern only myself. It was summertime, and London is so beautiful in summer. It lay beneath my window, a fairy city veiled in golden mist, for I worked in a room high up above the chimney pots, and at night the light shone far beneath me, so that I looked down as into an Aladdin's cave of jewels. It was during those summer months I wrote this book. It seemed the only thing to do. Chapter 1. Three Invalids, Sufferings of George and Harris, A Victim to 107 Fatal Maladies, Useful Prescriptions, Cure for Liver Complaint in Children, We Agree that We Are Overworked and Need Rest, A Week on the Rolling Deep, George Suggests the River, Montmorency Lodges an Objection, Original Motion Carried by Majority of 3-1. There were four of us, George and William Samuel Harris and myself and Montmorency. We were sitting in my room, smoking and talking about how bad we were. Bad from a medical point of view, I mean, of course. We were all feeling seedy, and we were getting quite nervous about it. Harris said he felt such extraordinary fits of giddiness come over him at times that he hardly knew what he was doing. And then George said that he had fits of giddiness too, and hardly knew what he was doing. With me, it was my liver that was out of order. I knew it was my liver that was out of order, because I'd just been reading a patent liver pill circular, in which were detailed the various symptoms by which a man could tell when his liver was out of order. I had them all.